ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासु कल्पयित्वा आत्मना यावत् आभासम् इदमीश्वरः दैतं तावन्न विरमेन् ततो हि अस्य विपर्ययः.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. As long as a living entity is not completely self-realized, as long as he is not independent of the misconception of identifying with his body, which is nothing but a reflection of the original body and senses, he cannot be relieved of the conception of duality, which is epitomized by the duality between man and woman. Thus, there is every chance that he will fall down because his intelligence is bewildered. Please repeat after me. As long as... Here is another important warning that a man must save himself from attraction to women. Until one is self-realized, fully independent of the illusory conception of the material body, the duality of man and woman must undoubtedly continue. But when one is actually self-realized, this distinction ceases. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini sunichaiva sopakecha panditaha samadarshinaha. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater, outcast. On the spiritual platform, the learned person not only gives up the duality of man and woman, but also gives up the duality of man and animal. This is the test of self-realization. One must realize perfectly that the living being is spirit soul, but is testing various types of material bodies. One may theoretically understand this, but when one has practical realization, then he actually becomes a pandita, one who knows. Until that time, the duality continues, and the conception of man and woman also continues. In this stage, one should be extremely careful about mixing with women. No one should think himself perfect and forget the sastric injunction that one should be very careful about associating even with his daughter, mother or sister, not to speak of other women. Srila Madhvacharya cites the following shlokas in this regard. Bhutenaiva vastunam yatharta jnana muchyate advaita jnana iti etat dvaita jnanam tat anyatha yatha jnanam tatha vastu yatha vastu tatha matihi naiva jnanar thayor bhedas tata ekotta vedanam. Unity in variety is real knowledge, and therefore giving up variety artificially does not reflect perfect knowledge of monism. According to the Achintya Veda Veda philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are varieties, but all of them constitute one unit. Such knowledge is knowledge of perfect oneness.
ओम अज्ञान तीव्र अंधस एस लॉ सिंग कल्पिता आत्मना जावत् अभासम इदम ईश्वर द्वैतम तावन्न विरमे द्वैतम तावन्न विरमे ततो हि अस्य विपर्ययः. Poor Samnath says, विपर्ययः. বিপর্যয়, কাউন্টার অ্যাকশন, কাউন্টার অ্যাকশন। অ্যাজ লং অ্যাজ এ লিভিং এন্টিটি ইজ নট কমপ্লিটলি সেলফ রিয়েলাইজড, অ্যাজ লং অ্যাজ ইজ নট ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্ট অফ দি মিসকনসেপশন আইডেন্টিফাইং দিস বডি, হুইচ ইজ নাথিং বাট এ রিফ্লেকশন অফ দি অরিজিনাল বডি অ্যান্ড দি সেন্স, হি ক্যানট বি রিলিভড অফ দি কনসেপশন অফ ডুয়েলিটি হুইচ ইজ এপিটোমাইজড by the duality between man and woman. Thus, there is every chance that he will fall down because his intelligence is peculiar. His intelligence is peculiar. So we find when Prabhupada started the movement, it's a big movement, first lesson he gave is what? He said, you are not this body. Now how much we are convinced of it, we can ask ourselves. We can do little, we can be little introspective and see, because action speaks my conviction. Yeah? Yes or no? The action, what we are acting with body, mind and words, replay. It's very easy to tell so many rules, regulations, I should do, I should not. What is coming in our mind? Is it service to Krishna, Krishna's devotee? Very good. But sense gratification, it's a platform. No? Bodily concern. Who is here can tell, I am not haunted by this. Anybody is free? Difficult. Very difficult. Prabhupada was once asked, Prabhupada, you can get many followers. So what? See, you are very conservative. What is conservative? Why are you telling conservative? Now you have got so many restrictions. No meat, no fish, no egg. No much free intermingling with men, women. No intoxicant drinking. Prabhupada said, this is a basic thing. Basic thing. Bhagavad Krishna said, Jeshan Tuanta Gautam Papam. This is the pillar of sinful life. Those who eat meat fishes, they're rakshasa, they're more of ignorance. What will be their destination? How can you think of, if we are not pure, how will you know whether Krishna is accepting our service? Already we are doing few rounds. Nothing. Mahaprabhu said, the one who is lakshapati, I don't want to elaborate all this. It's just like a best use of bad bargain you are doing. Unless you have got a higher goal. Prabhupada was asking, how I know advancing? And Prabhupada said, ask yourself, we are attracted by the object of senses? We can ask. After that, how you are pure? You are not pure. As you said, our Acharya said, Vishayo Charya, Kobe Shuddha Habe Mon. Unless our mind is pure, how can we do devotional service? Your dream may be a lot of service. Krishna, of course, will consider than outsider, far better. And see, ideal case, you should know you are going to school and studying maybe math. And you can study kindergarten or a primary school. You do better, then you go to secondary school. You do better, survive, then you go to higher secondary. Then you do better, then you may go to Miss Powell College. By that time, many are just like a sieving, eliminated. No? Or yes? I don't like to talk big talks. But what Prabhupada said, I'm just repeating, for our purification, then question comes of going to college. How many goes to college from school? From college, a handful go to university. And university, I mean, how many get first class first? Name it. This is pure devotee. Then he can apply for PhD. This is pure devotee. This is Paramahansa. It's not easy. We can ask ourselves, anybody is here free from enviousness? Please raise hand. At least we are honest. That's very good. Then we have got hope. Let us hope for the best. But prepare for the worst also. We should not take things for granted. Let us be a little practical. We can see within, search within, our past. And who is not haunted by the past? Please raise hand. Yeah, at least we are honest. This is good. That's why survive. Others will be eliminated. Krishna will reward whatever we do. No doubt. Sarvamopi. Even if little bit. Some of them doing a lot. But still, Krishna is testing. Difficult hurdle to cross. More difficult. Suddha Bhakti is Sudulava, not Dulava. The Sanskrit of Dulava means very rare. And Sudulava, rarest of the rare. It's not an easy thing. Not by a stamp of a said you can make a Mahatma, whom we can say, I can control reasonably when I'm arduous, I'm infatuated with lusty desire, anger, greediness, illusion, pride, arrogance, enviousness. As long as the body is there, we'll feel this. Sometime become victim. Yes? It's good. We are honest. It's good. We are honest, trying. Even we see in camphor, burn it out, still it smells. So we can think, I am free. We should not say, I am become free. As long as body is there, scripture says, even seven extant Naranarayan Rishi, who is God himself, one shouldn't think, I am become free from the attraction of sense object. But by the mercy of the Lord, if we pray and try, sarva padhi vinirmuktam, become free. All false ego, I am this, I am that, I achieve this, I accomplish. Tatparate, you know, become surrender. And thus become pure. Nimbanam, Rishikena. And this body doesn't belong to me. This is Ketra. And one is Ketravga. I may be staying here. This is my house. This is not our house, you know. We are Dehi, we are living in this house. It belongs to somebody else. He can any time, he can say, kick out, get out. And we have to leave. The rented house, somebody must have control over it. Otherwise I may not like to leave now. He may say, now anybody who wants to go back to Godhead, right now. Yeah, you know, they give up everything. Maybe give me 1 minute. Then he said, again, okay, now. Hey, 1 minute is gone. You ready? Maybe 5 minutes. You say, maybe one day. Then one day is what we say, 1 week. Then 1 week gone, you say, maybe 1 month. 1 month gone, 1 year, then that 1 year never finishes. You want to adjust everything, settle, then exactly go back to God. But Krishna knows deep within our heart, we have a deep attachment, even a fine thing. I'm this, I'm that. It's deep attachment. It's very difficult. As a Pope, Krishna wants us more than he go back to God. We don't that much want. Maybe doing devotion. Still have an attachment. So bhakti means attachment. When you have got complete attachment to Krishna and Krishna's devotees' service, everything. And not a iota of attachment, anything of this material world. It could be gross or subtle. Even I want to become Brahma, I want to become this, that, nothing. Then I can enter into the kingdom of. It is not so easy. Prabhupada was explaining one day. He is talking to a professor, big, many, many, delete this, that, PhD, SD. Doctor, double MA, triple MA, triple PhD. But here, he cannot say, I have control over my sense. Krishna and Rukmini was talking, and Krishna is joking. With Rukmini and testing them. And the conversation, we'll find that one place Krishna is saying, there are so many kings. I mean, I am a cowherd boy. You are a princess. Why you selected me? I think you better reconsider. And Rukmini is thinking, now I have got son and children, so many things. What, Krishna? I'll be separated from? Krishna, he wants me to select another one? And she is later on, we know that. She, because she is so pure, the Krishna is testing her sometimes. Krishna always with her. And so she may feel sometimes pride. So sometimes Krishna cut down that. They're just cheating us, of course. She is Lakshmi, never like that. Never teaching us. Krishna is teaching us. We sometimes may be proud. So Krishna cut it down. Krishna wants to become qualified. So, Prabhupada also says to Prabhupada, it is open, anyone can go back to Godhead, anyone can become pure and go back to Godhead. But, but everybody cannot. If he simply tries, not necessarily at once he can go back to Godhead. Why? Because, is this, it is open to everybody. You have to qualify yourself. Qualify. There is a qualification. You completely attached to Krishna. You have got an iota of attachment to something else other than spiritual world, anything. You cannot enter into kingdom. No, sir. Nobody can. So, Rukmini, then Krishna could understand that Rukmini thought, oh, I'll be separated from Krishna. She cannot think of anything. And she fell unconscious, you know. You know that? Srimad Bhagavatam? Story? Yes? He said, husband and wife, Krishna then talked to her in a different way, so that she is pacified, she don't feel, she doesn't feel that he is separate. And comforted her, cared her, and she came, yeah, Krishna is in trouble. Then she is answering back all what Krishna said. Krishna says later on, I was testing you. Testing. So why took it so seriously? But a husband, wife, sometimes. They sometimes have to have little fun. Or, though I'm joking with you. Why you took it so seriously? Comforted. Splash water on her face, took her up. She could later on come to sense, come to. Then she became a little pacified and started telling how great Krishna is. Why she selected Krishna. What is this? Other prince, they just take a bag. Body, don't love body, she is explaining. Huh? You are Satchidananda, is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. It's not a bag of skin having hair, mustache, beard, nails, so many nasty things within the skin, there's a bone, a flesh, marrow, fat, so many other obnoxious things. And one says, love, he is my husband. Later on, when she is telling, fine, read, one place she is telling, are you think they are the king? I don't think they are the king. Real king is in the material world, or the controller, are the three modes. Who can become free from the control of three modes? Anybody is here? Is getting pure. Who is mamchojo obhavicharena, with unalloyed devotion, bhakti yogena sevata. You are trying. Of course, it is a mango which is raw, immature state. That is also mango. When it is ripe, real mango is that. Test it. That is real bhakti, mature state. But still, it is also mango, very mature, very small. So, in one sense, Achyutavade, all are nice devotee, wonderful, and go back to Godhead, no doubt. This is a matter of time. But we should take it seriously. This is seriously we should take. What do you say? Then he said, so I think they are the king. Only the unalloyed devotee surrender to Krishna. Obhavicharana, bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunan samatitaitar. He can transcend these three modes of material nature. Brahma bhuvaya kalpate comes to the spiritual platform. And in Pandit, the another place, Prabhupada mentioned, who is a Pandit? He's saying, another place is said in scripture, Chanakya Pandit said. Anybody can? Who is Pandit other than this verse? He's saying, Lostabhat paradurbhesh. If something belongs to other person, he's lying. They think, oh, this is just like a piece of, mud, dirt. He considered like that. Now, do you consider? Not one day. Matsivak paradhara. Any woman she sees, she considers it like a mother. Not easy thing. Yeah? Yes or no? Huh? Yes? Atmavat sarvabhutesh. As he considered himself, I don't want to be hurt by others. Always, he treat others like that. Any living entity. Atmavat sarvabhutesh. Not only other human being, man, woman. No. Sarvabhutesh. See, King Rahugana being carried in a palkin. Then three others carrying, they found one guy, a chubby figure, because it looks like he's a madman. Doesn't know he is not mad. He's a Mahabhagavata Jarabhara. He pretends to be a madman. So it is very difficult to understand a Vaishnava. Even some of the highest mode of goodness, very difficult. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is a grihastha, he doesn't like to take renounced order. He is a Kali Yuga taking renounced order. But for beyond different purpose, other acharya gifts, just so that to help in preaching one. But tell them, caution them, first be qualified. I give you this big exalted position. Now you develop all these qualities. So we are also giving this Vaishnava, Brahman, Brahmachari, or renouncer, sannyasi, and Guru say, please develop these qualities. Don't take it for granted. Otherwise, we might be in melancholy sometimes. This happened. This happened before us. The history, you see. how exalted this Vishwamitra. He became victim, no? Of sense object. Huh? King Jajati. Huh? With who? Devajani. He saw Devajani. Devajani heard. Oh, again. Pururava. Urvashi. Urvashi heard about Pururava. Like, and moment. Purirava Saudvasi, also like. Very difficult, this is very strong knot or bondage to become free from this bondage. Very difficult. Sometimes that is why material existence, a word is called Maithunaga. You go outside, you see pigeon, hawks, dogs, swan. Everybody is attracted this body. It's very difficult. So Prabhupada said, this is nothing. If you don't follow this four principle, then not. I want genuine person. What do you want to make them? I want to make them Brahmin. Brahmin means who knows this, I am not this body. Brahmo janati, one who knows. I am a spirit. If you are a spirit, he won't be attracted to bodily comfort, isn't he? Artificially doing. Some does. The devotee. Real devotee does. He, Hishikena, Hishikesa, Sevana. Hishikena. He knows all my body, senses, belongs to Krishna. It's convinced. So he uses in the service of Krishna and thereby become purified. And thus, he can control senses. They say, Haridas Thakur is the ideal devotee. He's Namacharya. And so, though he is facing a situation like that, somebody trying to want it, oh, Haridas Thakur. He respects so much, he cannot tolerate. He's a big, small king, or a big zamindar. He trying to test Haridas Thakur. How can you ask him some beautiful girl, can you seduce him? And she, oh, it's nothing. Say, well, he doesn't know, he's a great devotee. And she tried, one night gone, second night gone, third night, she herself become changed. She become purified by association of pure devotee, Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur didn't fall down. So we shouldn't follow Haridas Thakur. Simply taking the better to be honest. They are discussing. It is purifying for us to be discussing. I am discussing what Prabhupada said. I am telling. It is all applicable to all of us. You are doing 16 rounds. Haridas Thakur doing? 192. And we are not Haridas Thakur. Prabhupada once said, if you don't come to Mangalarti, if you, this thing, Mangalarti, get up early in the morning, come to me. Do 16 rounds very nicely, finish. Attend Srimad Bhagavatam class, discuss. Take prasadam only, not what you like, what devotee, other than devotee cooking. And your guru must have got some assignment, give you some duty. Anybody is not doing, definitely he'll fall down. Definitely he'll fall down. Of course, in a big organization, sometimes there's a long time in the movement, and maybe until late hours working, sometimes they are they ask, if it's not possible sometime, he may not come sometime. But also a pure devotee, exalted devotee, he warned, cautioned. If you have got two defects, one is, what I give you, you're very restless, you change it. If you change, everything will be finished. Another thing, the illusory, captivating, alluring energy of the Lord, you don't take it seriously. This is another your defect. And this could, if you don't take it seriously, you're not scared of enough, afraid of, diluging energy of the Lord, you may get susceptible to become victim. You means any of us. Victim of illusory energy. Why so many problems? It is a nice society, beautiful temple, very attractive. Very nice. Nice devotee, nice prasadam, nice prayer, nice chanting, book distribution, everything is very good. Why so many problems? Why so many problems? Huh? This is the problem. Very permissive. Shall I use the word permissive? Take it easy. Too much intermingling. As I told you, you are a renounced brahmachari. Why? Unless absolutely necessary, don't talk with opposite gender. Unless absolutely necessary. Moment I got again, this is the root cause of so many problems. Of course, for the brahmachari, for the sannyasi, everybody may not be here. But this is what Prabhupada said, for our purification, I am telling. I am not teaching. I'm telling what Prabhupada said. Repeating. This is preaching. I heard from Prabhupada. Preaching means repeat what Prabhupada, what Guru says. What Sadguru says, you repeat. That is preaching. That is preaching. And so, today, the Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, what appearance? Disappearance. So, it's an auspicious day. And he has the instruction. Who is a Vaishnava? Then he's saying, check out how much you are free from these three things attraction. Kanaka, wealth. And opposite gender. And pratishtha means position, adoration, worshipping all this. Are you attracted? Then I am not pure to become a Vaishnava. This we have to. These are food for thought. Food for this thing. It's not easy, difficult. This way you know how you are making progress. How do that? Param drishta nivarta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Rupa Goswami that bhakti is an ocean of the nectar. The bhakti is a nectar, ocean of nectar, ananda. But if you really test it, just to test it, I'm telling you, elaborate after doing devotional service, realizing, elaborate. That is bhakti rasamita sindhu. The more you have got a higher taste, param drishta nivartate, rasavajjam rasavajjam, then we won't, if you realize this, then our attraction towards material sense enjoyment, gross or subtle, will gradually slacken. That is what Prabhupada said. But still, we will be haunted too. As long as the body is there, Prabhupada said, haunted. Tamagun, rajagun, satagun. The Vishuddha Sattva, that is spiritual world. This we should know. It's not easy thing. We should know this. That is my goal. How much I am prepared. If you know, checking, then you know how much progressing. I am progressing towards our goal. Vidyate hidaya gantis. Deep within the heart, whatever attachment you have got, cut to pieces, you come to the Vishuddha Sattva. Then Vasudev. You can see, this Vishuddha Sattva is also called Vasudev. So you see Vasudev's heart, Krishna appearing and entering into the heart of Devaki. That means, a woman usually, Shati, she surrenders, offers herself completely to her husband, his Malik. So spiritual master is also like that. I'm talking ideal case. You should always remember. So if he surrenders, then whatever in his heart, dikkha kale, sishya or something, সেই ভক্ত করে আত্মসমর্পণ, হি অফার্স হিমসেলফ কমপ্লিট, দেন কৃষ্ণ তারে করে আত্মসম, কৃষ্ণ অ্যাকসেপ্টিং লাইক হিম, এন্ড দেন হোয়েন হি সার্ভ হিজ গুরু আন্ডার গাইডেন্স অফ কৃষ্ণ, দেন মায়া জাল ছুটে পায় কৃষ্ণের চরণ, হি গেটস পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস, বিকাম ফ্রি ফ্রম দি ক্লাচেস অফ গ্রিপ অফ মায়া. দিজ আর অল আইডিয়াল কেসেস, উই শুড মেডিটেট, দিস ইজ হোয়াট আই সে, দিজ আর ফুড ফর আওয়ার থট, উই শুড বি মেডিটেটিং হাউ মাচ আই এম ফ্রি, আই এম ওয়াকিং, হোয়াই মাই মাইন্ড আর আইজ আর গোয়িং টু আর সামথিং এলস, ইজ ইট দ্যাট সামথিং কৃষ্ণা রিলেটেড টু কৃষ্ণা, ভেরি গুড, not sense object, any subtle or gross, not very good sign, I'm still struggling. When obviously Krishna Padaravindu, non-stop remembrance of Krishna coming, perfection, perfection. Anybody is here like that, non-stop remembrance of Krishna coming, please raise hand. These are ideal cases. So, Jara Bharat, he is not in with them in the same way, he is not stepping. I know the king got angry. He is shouting at him, scolding him, calling him bad name. Then he said few words like a wise man. He was surprised. The palki bearer can talk like that, got down. Who are you? We shouldn't copy. God said, don't copy. Follow instruction. Said, who are you? Then he started saying, you are telling my body or me? Said, how he is talking like this? Actually, he didn't like to step even an ant or a box. That's why I was not stepping with them. Same order. He was not stepping. He doesn't like to hurt even a small living entity, because he has got Vidya, he is Pandit, he knows within everybody, he is convinced the Lord is there, it is the temple. Why should I say? For him, what is it, between a bug or a king of a country? These are ideal cases, it is food for our thought. Listen. What Prabhupada said, repeating, and all these examples, we just mentioned some of them. It's not easy. We see, Billa Mangal, he got enlightenment and from that prostitute, you all know the Billa Mangal story, how much he was infatuated with lusty desire to see his parma, that prostitute, ignoring heat, storm, rain. Though it's his father's yearly, his father died and rituals he was supposed to do, he forgot. He left and attracted. How strong is attraction? And he forgot all these things in his body. He forgot rain, so ignoring him. There's no boatman, still he's going. He doesn't know later on, it is not a log of wood he's considering. It is a dead body later on, all bad smelling. He is callous. Why? Because of attraction. How strong. Then he came to his senses and he said, if you have got little bit of attraction to Govinda and his service, you could be a great Mahatma. And he left. She is right. She is my guru. Actually, he accepted. So who is a guru, we have to know. Then again, when? And again he's attracted. Maybe he studied more scripture, this, that, again. Again he's attracted. So this is only one case of two cases. We are 8,400,000 species of life we are going through. And is it easy? Obviously it's very difficult. It takes time to free from this disease. When you get a test, now our test is, at least you have got some test. Who likes prasad? Raise hand. At least this much attachment we have. at least, this is good, we are at least on the boat of ISKCON. Huh? At least we don't say, now outside what I like, let us take mushroom soup. Go outside. No! No mushroom soup! Krishna says, Patram Kusram Mushroomam. Then if suppose you have all attachment, gone to spiritual world and Joy Vijay say, I think you like this, but there is no mushroom here. How do you cannot enter? You cannot enter. It can be highly attraction. It is a mode of ignorance. You cannot offer to Krishna. You can at best thank Krishna. You can thank Krishna. Krishna. Even drinking, I say, Pupa said, I want genuine person. Agree, no more, all these things. Give up completely. It's difficult to give up some habit. Because habit is the second nature. Very difficult to give up. So, the devotee says, if you've got a higher taste, it may slacken. So, Pupa said, in ISKCON constitution, one of the things is, you must associate with devotees. The devotees are falling, naturally falling. You don't go out alone. Even you are renounced. Prabhupada is saying, in the other side of the road, there is a grahasthaashram. Go, take a brahmachari. Why? Because illusory energy is so strong. You may see your friend and go away, and may not come for a long time. This happened. This happened. This happened. And may happen again. I'm telling something practical. Don't think I'm not teaching. I'm just mouthpiece of Prabhupada. I'm telling you, it's good for me. You pray for me. So any question or comment, I think they're talking long time, it's big. I could be, in one sense, could be a big mouth, but please pray for me. I don't ask you. If there are any question, comment. Great personality could be still. Yes. Give that. If I know, I will tell. If I don't know. Go ahead.
Book class.
Speak up.
I wanted you told about Bilwa Mangal Thakur when he realized that if I have slightest attraction to Krishna, what will happen to me? And he was going, once again he attracted. And he plugged his eyes and plugged his eyes with hairpins. But in our case, we also sometimes get attracted and once again we come to senses. Once again we get attracted, once again we come to senses. So what we should do?
We should be 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada told us to. It's ideal. He said, here in Bombay, in ISKCON, where money goes up, down and share, it's called Dalal Street. Yeah? You know that? So, he's telling, there's one man, businessman, say he's a broker or something like that. He buys share and sells share. And he has got many telephones. May not be this one, cell phone, maybe many. And he is always engaged, and he's, how much is this price of this one, ACC cement? This Tata, how much? This is Mahindra, this is another. So many phones. How many? 6, 8, 10. His wife. He's sending his son, darling, take some, you took breakfast, take for your daddy. Go to the office. He went and came back. His father, he saw his father doing like this. Every woman knows her husband's nature, and husband to some extent also. More, wife knows more. Prabhupada said, what is his nature? Say, then he said, so your father took, father got annoyed with me, he said, don't disturb him. Hey, keep that here. Leave it there, I will take it. Don't worry, I am busy now. Then I came back. Oh, I see. Again, noontime, she sent again some food for her husband. Darling, you have taken. Now take for your dad. Huh? Yes, mommy. Again, he went back. Again, same his father. Then mother came, his son came back and said, he said, mommy, you know, he didn't take your breakfast even. Really? Yeah. He's very busy. Don't disturb him. Whoa! And he simply saying, how much? Kya bhao? 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 Then, at night, hey, wife, me, I said, did you take food? Don't disturb me. Again, he said, the wife knows how to make him sit and feed little at least. Still, he said, phone is coming, don't disturb. And again, but still, she does. See, he eats. How is this? How is that? I don't have time. It's nice. I tell. You know, has to tell. She worked hard. The cook, all these things, gave her some recognition. Yeah, this is good. She understands. He is not testing, just telling to please. Then he's sleeping. And we are going through three stages, all of us. Everyone. What is that? Now, it's called jagaran, jagrit, you are awake and alert. Janisha sarva-bhutana. So, another state, we are at night, sleeping. Maybe we take rest. Sometimes in dreaming, something. Depending on what is your desire, or power, subconscious mind, comes up. Then, sometimes, a deep sleep. It's called sushupti. Everybody go through, all living entity go through these three stages. Nobody can say, I am free from it. Now, at night, he's sleeping, taking rest. And his son and wife, and son saying, mommy, daddy is saying something. I know what he's saying, you don't have to tell. Come here. Listen, and he's sleeping. What is the price? What is this price? Kya bhao? This is kya bhao? SCCC man. Tata, kitna? There is a moral to it. Moral is, when the devotee is come to this state, though he is deep sleep, but still he's saying, Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is perfection. This is perfection. We have to come to this state, then you know, yes, I am. I'll go back to God. Prabhupada said that. Does that answer your question? So you have to come to this. He is doing material attachment. He has developed attachment to Krishna in such a way, and his service, and your Vaishnava service, he is always talking about this. Even in your deep sleep, so in 24 hours, your body, mind, and senses so much absorbed in how to please Krishna and his devotee, and endeavoring with body, mind, world, so that you're in deep sleep still, you are talking about this. That is perfection. Material is so attached to this that he is absorbed and is showing symptom. Whole concept, nothing but this. So we have got within us nothing but only this, serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna. My duty is perfection. We should never be complacent that I am now okay, I distributed so many books, I am this, I am that, I accomplished this, I have this position. No, don't take it. We shouldn't take it for granted. Be complacent. Come to this. Gradually.
One day will come.
Moment I think I am achieved perfection, we are standing near the edge and no pains on the roof any moment. That is what it says, our acharyas. This is food for thought. This is food for our thought. You have got food to eat and in relishing. This is food for our thought. You should be meditating on all these points. We understand from Prabhupada. If you do that, then you will survive. So those who are surviving, the number, you see, as the day goes, less and less. That means everybody will go through test. Primary school, secondary school, higher secondary, then college, and college again. University, and less, less. But whatever he did, Krishna will reward him, of course. Again, try. Krishna is perfectly perfect. We shouldn't think I am become perfectly perfect. We achieve some sort of perfection. You have come here. Being is perfect. But not perfectly perfect. No. It's just like tending to infinity, but not arriving. Anybody knows? Maths, you studied this? Tending to infinity. Going towards infinity, not arriving. Never be complacent, satisfied. Now I have done everything. I am complete. Chatti, now Maya cannot do anything. And then Maya will teach us. They say like that. It's applicable to all of us, more or less. I could be the actress. Any question? A comment? Give that. Speak up. I'm just repeating as a Prabhupada's mouthpiece. Para, don't think I'm giving you knowledge. No. You pray for him. Krishna gives him protection.
Thank you, Maharaj, for such a wonderful class.
So I'm repeating. Wonderful class because I'm repeating what Prabhupada said.
Can you please tell us some of your interactions with Prabhupada so that we can be enlightened further on?
Thank you. One day, somebody leaving his country and going, his father wants him to learn something, study. Some or other, he became calm under lotus feet of a pure devotee. And he is training him. A close association. One day came back to his country and walking again with his master, looking at attractive things. Big building, huge, 30-story building, nice road. Suddenly master looked at him. You haven't had enough? Why you are looking at these things? This is the experience. Any time it could be destroyed. If there is a world war, with the India-Pakistan war, it will be all destroyed. The bomb, finished. What is that? Didn't you see enough big building? 30-story, 40-story, 50-story, 80-story building there in the Western world. Whereas India, Delhi, Bombay, I'm seeing top building, how many story here in Bombay? 45? 60? 60. Easily doesn't go. I am going there, taking the car sometime and watching. No, Calcutta is not. Bombay, Delhi also don't see. Look like a little New York. Had he been there, again, again! Chastise. This is Guru. You should be prepared, real disciple, to be prepared to be for chastisement. Otherwise, you are not disciple. That is his real mercy. It is difficult to get rid of. Huh? Yes or no? I'm telling you from experience. Still it doesn't go. Does it tell you with others' experience? Please, tell. What do you think? Do you think your attraction towards any object easily goes away simply by reading and practicing? Yeah? No, it's not so easy. That which in millions of lives were attracted to sense objects, how can you give up so easily? Overnight, can you become entering a school, studying maths, you can become a PhD in maths? Can you? No. But gradually. Even if you could be a first boy in a kindergarten school, still in a kindergarten level, it's not secondary, higher secondary, it's not college, it's not university. You have to go through tests. That is why Lord's energy is there, test you, not to disturb Krishna without being qualified. So it is required to chastise when heavy. So that you give up. Otherwise you are not a good disciple. Disciple means to be disciplined, chastised. But that is His mercy. And this way we can give up. Very simple. It's just like a campfire. You burn it out, gone. It still stinks. See the pot? Still stinks. Smell is there. So, Mother Rukmini says, I think, I understand, the senses are the king. Who is not controlled by the senses? Please raise hand. You put it down. You are honest. Let us be honest. I cannot. Somebody is raising hand. You question, I think. Now you have control of your senses. What do you mean? Give him, Mataji or him, give that him. He did care. Yes, sir. Please tell. Give him the speaker. He did care. So Rukmini Devi said, I think the senses are the real king, the real controller.
Hare Krishna Maharaj,
yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Very often we face in life two causes, rightness of the cause and reasonableness of the cause. It so happens sometimes when we are right, we are not reasonable, and when we are reasonable, we are not right. I want your guidance, Maharaj. Please explain.
Our guidance is sadhu, sastra, guru. What I understood from this, we ultimately will see if we cannot, with these three things, sadhu what he is saying, and guru what he is saying, sadguru, sadhu in perfect, sadhu in guru more or less same, and sastra, even that I cannot get. Then I will ask, depending on the quality of my surrender, Krishna will reciprocate. And you will get the answer, what pleases Krishna, or Sadguru. I will give this answer. Does it make sense to you? It is difficult though. I don't know how much you are surrendered, how much I am surrendered. We have to check out. If you surrendered, then Krishna will talk to you. Krishna is there in the form of a name. He will answer. You are chanting Shuddha Nam, he will answer. If you are not, there is something wrong. You will get Maya will answer, whisper you. Better not take. Check it with Sadhu Shastra Guru. He is saying, Kalis, accept. Better accept that. What Sadhu Shastra Guru is saying. Does it make some sense to you? Thank you very much. Mataji now. Give her. As far as I got from Prabhupada, I am telling you. I don't know everything. Neither I am so realized.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you said in your lecture that a pure devotee considers every being, not only human beings but all living beings, as equal, because the Lord resides in everyone. So, like when we hear so many lectures, we read so much, we know that we should not hurt anyone. And then even when we are walking on the road, we try not to step on any creatures or any ants or anything. But we see that other people just step over ants or other things without, they don't even look. So is it that we are saving those creatures or is it that the Lord is protecting? If the Lord is protecting, then why do these creatures get killed? And I have another question also, Maharaj.
Can you go one by one?
Yes.
Otherwise I may lose the thread. God is God. If we know God and His desire, then He is not God. This is what I understand. So we will see as far as we can, Prabhupada. And He showed us. Prabhupada said, when you become self-realized, you are completely surrendered, He is not acting. He is controlled by Daivi Prakriti. And thereby, He does everything. Once Prabhupada is walking, I don't know if it answers your question. When He is walking, and Prabhupada says, there are, in the park, there are heaps of, like cotton wool, the ices are there. Prabhupada said, be careful, you may slip. But the difference between your walking and my walking is this, I may not sleep. Then Prabhupada explained, because one, he come to a platform where he is controlled by the Daivi Prakriti. What he is saying, actually he is just like a, through him, her being is telling. He come to a state, yeah. He is controlled by Daivi Prakriti. He will make mistake. So, what is the desire of the Lord, that I cannot tell. But this much I can tell, that we consciously won't hurt any living entity. And his case, what I said, is I said, according to Pandit is you, he has convinced within everybody there is soul there and super soul there. It's just like a realization, not theoretical knowledge. So, knowingly, consciously, he doesn't like to hurt this much, I can say. More than that, I don't know if it will satisfy your queries you're asking, and this is my understanding. We cannot know everything of God. Only God, if He reveals to us, that much we can know. He is saying, Naham prakasa sarvasya. I don't reveal myself to anybody and everybody. But depending on Lord being pleased, Nayamatta pravachanena labha. Simply by scholarship, simply by erudite scholarship or merit, medha, or this thing, I cannot know God. But if God sees He is surrendered to me and He is lovingly serving me, being pleased, He to some extent can reveal, and that much we can know about God. That is what I know from the scripture.
Thank you, Maharaj.
We have limitation also. Accordingly. Anyhow. Shall we here finish? A big talk is. I'm already talking maybe a little big mouth thing, but it's what I remember Prabhupada said and applies to most of us, unless somebody is in a different state. See, example, you see, so many big personalities become big thing. How can we say that I am beyond that? Except Narayan Rishi. One shouldn't see, I am free from the attraction of sense object. You shouldn't think. That's what it means. Thank you very much.